Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Using R for Introductory Econometrics by Florian Heiss is a practical bridge between first course econometrics and real empirical work in R. Instead of treating software as an afterthought, the book integrates statistical computing with core econometric ideas, so readers can move from theory to implementation quickly and correctly. It focuses on the workflows students actually need, importing and cleaning data, exploring patterns visually, estimating standard regression models, and interpreting results with an eye toward economic meaning. Along the way, it emphasizes reproducibility and transparency, encouraging habits that make analysis easier to verify and extend. The orientation is applied, but not simplistic. Readers are guided to think about assumptions, identification, and the limitations of what a model can claim. For students encountering econometrics and coding simultaneously, this approach reduces friction and builds confidence. For instructors, it offers a coherent way to align lectures, assignments, and lab sessions around a single toolchain and a consistent set of examples. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, getting started with R as an econometrics tool. A central theme is helping beginners use R effectively for econometric analysis, not just for running a single command. The book emphasizes setting up a workable environment, understanding objects and data structures, and learning the basic grammar of data manipulation and visualization. This matters in econometrics because mistakes often happen before any model is estimated. Misread variables, wrong units, missing values handled inconsistently, or a dataset merged incorrectly. By focusing on practical steps such as importing common file types, inspecting variables, creating transformations like logs and differences, and producing quick summary tables and plots, the reader gains the ability to diagnose issues early. The book also encourages a workflow where code is organized and rerunnable, so results can be reproduced when the dataset changes or an assignment needs revision. This foundation makes later topics more meaningful because regression output becomes the final stage of a pipeline rather than the first step. The reader learns to treat R as a laboratory for econometrics, where careful preparation, exploration, and documentation are essential to credible empirical results. Secondly, simple and multiple regression with interpretation in mind, introductory econometrics typically begins with linear regression, and the book ties estimation in R closely to the economic interpretation of coefficients. It guides readers through simple regression as a way to formalize relationships, then expands to multiple regression to account for confounders and improve explanatory power. The focus is not only on producing estimates, but on understanding what they represent, marginal effects, changes in expected outcomes, and how controlling for additional variables changes the story. A key practical element is learning how to specify models correctly in R, interpret output objects, and extract relevant statistics for reports and assignments. The book also highlights how modeling decisions connect to data realities, using indicator variables for categories, choosing functional forms such as logs for elasticity-style interpretations, and comparing nested models. This encourages readers to think beyond a single regression run and toward model building as an iterative process. By grounding technical steps in interpretive questions, the reader becomes better at explaining results clearly, distinguishing statistical significance from economic importance, and communicating uncertainty responsibly. Thirdly, statistical inference and diagnosing model fit. The book treats inference as more than a collection of formulas by showing how hypothesis tests and confidence intervals are implemented and interpreted in R. Readers learn to connect sampling uncertainty to decisions, such as testing whether a policy variable has an effect or whether two groups differ after controlling for covariates. It also emphasizes checking whether a model is appropriate for the data at hand. This includes examining residual behavior, looking for patterns that suggest misspecification, and using basic diagnostic plots to assess fit. In practice, many introductory analyses fail because the model assumptions are taken on faith, so the book helps students build the habit of questioning them. It also discusses how standard errors and test statistics are used in reporting, how to compare alternative models, and how to summarize results in a way that is transparent. By practicing inference in code, readers internalize how small changes in specification can alter standard errors and conclusions. The outcome is a more disciplined approach: estimate, diagnose, and interpret, rather than stopping at a single table of coefficients. Fourthly, common econometric complications, heteroscedasticity, and specification issues. Real datasets rarely behave like textbook examples, and the book addresses common issues that arise even in introductory settings. One prominent complication is heteroscedasticity, where the variance of the error term changes with the level of predictors. The book shows why this matters for inference and how to respond in R, typically by using robust standard errors and comparing them to conventional ones. It also deals with specification questions that frequently show up in homework and applied projects, omitted variables, irrelevant variables, and the consequences of choosing the wrong functional form. Readers are encouraged to reason about the direction of bias and the plausibility of assumptions, not just to apply mechanical fixes. The R-based approach helps because it becomes easy to try alternative specifications, visualize residuals, and check sensitivity. This topic reinforces a practical mindset. Econometrics is not about finding one perfect model, but about understanding how conclusions depend on assumptions and data limitations. The reader gains tools to produce results that are more credible and less fragile, even when the analysis remains within the scope of an introductory course. Lastly, reproducible reporting and workflow for student projects, beyond estimation, the book supports the full lifecycle of an econometric assignment or term project, from raw data to final write-up. It highlights practices that make analysis reproducible, keeping scripts organized, documenting variable construction, and generating tables and figures directly from code so results do not drift between analysis and report. This is especially valuable in an educational context where students must show their work and instructors need to evaluate both method and output. The reader learns how to present regression results clearly, include diagnostic visuals, and structure an empirical narrative that connects question, data, model, and conclusion. The workflow orientation also prepares students for professional expectations, where collaborators must be able to rerun the analysis and audit decisions. Using R for these tasks reduces friction because the same environment can handle cleaning, estimation, and presentation. The topic reinforces that good econometrics is not only about statistical technique, but also about process quality. By adopting reproducible habits early, readers build skills that transfer to later courses, research assistant roles, and applied jobs involving data-driven decision-making. In conclusion, this book is best suited for undergraduate and early graduate students taking a first course in econometrics who want to learn R, alongside the core ideas, as well as instructors seeking a consistent applied companion for labs and assignments. It also fits self-learners with basic statistics knowledge who want a structured path from data handling to regression-based inference. The main benefit is practical competence. Readers learn to move from an economic question to a clean dataset, an estimated model, and an interpretable result in a way that can be repeated and checked. Those habits improve everyday decision-making about evidence because the reader becomes better at spotting weak comparisons, understanding uncertainty, and recognizing when results depend on untested assumptions. Compared with similar econometric supplements, the value comes from its tight integration of introductory econometric concepts with R workflows, reducing the gap between lecture material and what students must actually do on a computer. Instead of forcing readers to translate theory into software steps on their own, it provides a coherent route that supports learning, grading, and project work. For anyone planning further applied economics, it is a worthwhile purchase because R skills compound over time and directly support credible empirical analysis. If you would like to support Florian Heiss, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.